dog you?
No, that's not the general's dog, says the policeman, with profound conviction. The general hasn't got one like that. His are mostly setters.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yes, Your Honor.
I know it, too. The general has valuable dogs, thoroughbreds, and this is goodness knows what. No coat, no shape, no low creature. And to keep a dog like that, where's the sense of it? If a dog like that were to turn up in Petersburg or Moscow, do you know what would happen? They would not worry about the law. They would strangle it in a twinkle.
You've been injured, Ryukin, and we can't let the matter drop. We must give them a lesson. It is high time.
Yet maybe it is the general's, says the policeman, thinking aloud. It's not written on his face. I saw one like it the other day in his yard.
It is the general's, that's certain, said a voice in the crowd.
Let me on with my overcoat, Yeldarin, my lad. The wind's getting up. I'm cold. You take it to the general's and inquire there. Say I found it and sent it. And tell them not to let it out into the street. It may be a valuable dog, and if every swine goes sticking a cigar in his mouth, it will soon be ruined. A dog is a delicate animal, and you put your hand down, you blockhead. It's no use your displaying your fool of a finger. It's your own fault.